Good morning. A wise man once said that every so often, things that go without saying need to be said. And therefore, being that we find ourselves in a moment of a challenging moment of difficulties and crises, it's kedai to repeat the famous statement of Reb Shlomo Karlinu, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, who said that there's no greater yetzahara that a yid forgets who he is, that every Jew is a ben yochid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even in a time, the pasuk says, "Va'omer b'yemahu, al ki ena likabi kirbi mitzuni arois harabi Yisrael," that a Jew thinks that the Eibishter has abandoned him, as there's a period of Hester upon him, and he's not with us in this moment, which is the cause of all the tzaras. A yid has to know the infinite chshivus, the importance, and the love, and the power which the Eibishter invests in every Jew. And the classic example, I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago, is Kriyas Yamsuf, where all the paths and all the gates and all the tachpulis and the eitzis seem to come to naught. But a Jew who is armed with emunah and bitochen, he's able to split the sea. And all tzaras, whether it's zivugim, it's shidduchim, whether it's parnosa, whether it's refuas and yeshuas, all are compared to Kriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal tell us that in what schus and what merit was the sea split? In the merit of either the mitzvah of milah, of circumcision, legoizer yamsuf ligzorin, to those who are already circumcised. Elsewhere, Chazal say in the schus of the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh, the sea was split. And this is alluded to with Chazal say that it was the schus of Yankiv Avinu, who represents Shmir Shabbos, or Aroini Shel Yosef, which represents Kedushas HaMilah. And if we tap into those in Yonim, we'll see the power invested in us that the Eibishter gave us, and that makes our tefillahs effective. And really, everything must be hinted to in the week's parsha. And I want to just share with you very briefly a very simple but profound idea in this week's parsha, as illuminated by the Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoyim. There's a pasuk in this week's parsha we all know. We read it every Yom Tov, that the Eibishter spoke to Moshe, Leimer, Shor, Chesed, Ve'ez, Ki Yivol, Leid, V'hoye, Shivas, Yomem, Tachas, Imoi, U'vayoyim, Miyoyim, Hashmini, V'holo, Yerotsu, L'Korban, Yishol, Hashem. An animal is born, an ox, a sheep, a goat. It has to wait 7 days, and only from the 8th day can it be used as a Korban to Hashem. On this, the Medrash says, and this Medrash seems to be like a Medrash Pliya, Tomua, Mamish Pili Biyazer. The Medrash says the fact that the animal is born and you have to wait to 8 days. Hadol Tuchsiv, this is related to a verse in Tilim, where David HaMelech says, Kitzitkoscha Kahare El, that the Eibishter's righteousness is compared to strong, mighty mountains. Just like these mountains have vegetation and grasses, asovim, on the mountain, so too to tzaddikim have ma'isim tovim. Just like the hare el are ru'uyim lizora, they give birth fruits, so too tzaddikim have fruits for themselves, metivim la'atzmam, ulacherim. And just like the hare el, these mighty mountains, they have no self, they're infinite. So too, Maseim Shel Tzadikim, the Matan Schar of Tzadikim, the reward of Tzadikim is infinite. And the pasuk continues, Tzitzchosra Ha'ari'el, Odom Uvehema Toshia Hashem, says the Medrash, why Odom Uvehema? That man is compared to an animal. There's a similarity. Just like a man has a yid, has a bris at 8 days, so to an animal, when bris, by the way, is compared to a korb, so to the animal is only accepted as a korban, it's only valid after 8 days. And this medrash obviously is pili plois. What in the world does the maiseim shel tzaddikim and their reward being compared to harei el, to these mighty mountains, what in the world does that have to do with this pasuk that the animal is only accepted to be a valid korban after 8 days? Number one. Number two, the Satmarov asks, the fact that both bris milah and the validity of a korban is only after 8 days seems to be one peripheral zeitige issue in both mitzvahs. How can you say that mankind and animal both have a tzarashav, a common denominator, based on one peripheral halacha in their observance? Then the Medrash continues, Reb Tam Chuma Pasach, when he dealt with this pasuk, V'yem Hashmini V'Holo, the pasuk says in Iyuv in chapter 41, Mi Hikti Mani Vashal. And the Medrash explains that a baskel, a heavenly voice, comes ringing out, Mizbitzetzes Bresh Horem V'Imeres, Kol Misha Pol Imkel Yove V'Yitl Schor. Anyone who has worked, who has toiled together with the Eibishter, let him be rewarded. And then the Medrash says, Ruach HaKodesh Omer Mi Yikti Mani Vashal. How, which L'chura, as Chazal teach in many places, how can one expect reward for mitzvahs? Did you make a mica? Did you make a parapet, a fence on your roof before I gave you a roof? Did you place a mezuzah on your doorpost before I gave you a house? Did you circumcise your child before you were granted the blessing of a child? Were you mafresh challah before you had the Easter, before you had the dough? Hadol d'chsiv, and this is connected to the pasuk, shor echesev e'ez ki yivoleid v'yashir v'zyam tachos ima, etc. Now, l'chura, you could ask this on any mitzvah of the Torah, Micah, mezuzah, challah, whatever, that it's shayach the pasuk, mi'ekti mani v'shal. How could you be rewarded for your mitzvah? Why the Chazal specifically connect this to the animal being used for a korban? And what is the connection between bringing up the korban after 8 days to the fact that the Eibishter will reward us and when we become partners with Hashem? And then we say, Mi'ekti Mani Vashalim, which seems to be a contradiction. To understand these two seemingly stunning midrashim, which superficially make no sense, the Satmarov points to a next parsha in the Torah. After Shor Echesev, we have Parshas HaMoyedis, the Parsha of all festivals, where the pasuk says that Moyedei Hashem Asher Tikro Yusam Mikroi Kodesh Elohim Moyedei. We begin to enumerate all the festivals in the Jewish calendar, and we begin Sheishis Yomim Teyasa Melacha, 66 days a week work is performed, Oviyem Hashvi, Shabbos Shabbosin, Mikro Kodesh, Shabbos Hil Hashem B'chol Mesh V'Zecha. It's a Shabbos unto Hashem in all your dwellings, wherever a Jew lives. What is the meaning, B'chol Mesh V'Zecha? So the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lametes says, why is this written? Because Sal Kedaita Chamina, you would have erroneously assumed that just like a Yontif only becomes a Yontif by the fact that it's consecrated through Bezdin, Bezdin creates the Yontif. Therefore, you would assume incorrectly that a Shabbos only comes a Shabbos if it has Kiddush Bez. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Bechol Mesh V'Seichem, wherever you live, whatever tkufa, even if there is no Bezin to get together and to proclaim the Shabbos to be a holy day, Shabbos is Mekachev and Kaima, Shabbos is automatic, every seventh day from the beginning of creation, Shabbos is holy." And l'chura, I believe the kasha is, why would you have assumed that Shabbos also needs Kiddush Bezin? Because when we enumerate all the festivals in the calendar, we start off with Shabbos. So you perhaps would have assumed that Shabbos also needs Kiddush. Stel sich the shayla. So why did the Eibishter write the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos in conjunction with other festivals, which could have led you to an erroneous conclusion? Therefore, that's the same to preclude that we should make this mistake. And Hagufa Kash, indeed, why is it that every other Yontif needs to be consecrated, to be made sacred, to be hallowed through Bezdin, whereas Shabbos is automatically holy? And to understand all of the above questions, the Satmarov points out to a famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rabbi Yossi, Kolam Aneg is a Shabbos, Noisun Le Nachla Beli Mitzor. Anyone who gets pleasure on Shabbos, treats Shabbos properly, his reward is that he's given a nachala, an inheritance which is infinite. That's, by the way, Derech Agav, he doesn't bring it here, but the Baba Vereba writes Kedusha Sin, you take the word nachala, nun, ches, lamed, hey, you spell it out b'milui, and it's gematria 613, which means that Shabbos is the microcosm, the source of all Kedusha, and Tamar to keep Shabbos, is as if he's keeping all 613 mitzvahs HaTorah. If you the schus of Shabbos, therefore, you're given a nachla, b'li mitzorim, an infinite reward, not like Avram and Yitzchak, who are given boundaries and perimeters to Eretz Yisrael, but you're given nachlas Yankov Yirush by Yankov Avinu, which says, uferat to yom of Akeima, without any boundaries. And by Yankov Avinu was the only one of the three patriarchs upon where it says, the mitzvah Yichan es Bnei Yair, where it explicitly says that he observes Shabbos. Shtel zich the shayla. Why dafka for the mitzvah of Shabbos, Yidin are given this incredible reward of a nachla b'li mitzor, an infinite boundary? And the Satmarov explains that what is the reason, Taka, that the Eibishter said the bris is only on the eighth day? Val derech zeh, an animal is only brought up as a korban after from the eighth day. And the Archaim HaKadosh explains in Parshas Tazria, because if there are 8 days, on the eighth day, automatically it must be that way Shabbos has passed. What is the uniqueness of Shabbos? When something is born, it doesn't have the chayas, the nefesh hachayunis, the vitality, the life force to live. And therefore it's refefes, it's in a matzav, when created, when who knows whether it will survive. And therefore a Shabbos passes, and a Shabbos gives chayas into something, the shefa, and then it becomes a ben kiyam. That's true both of a human being, the Havdil Behem. Why is that? The Rachayim HaKadosh in Parashas Bereishis lays down a famous yisod that we say in the Aseres Adibris, Ki Sheish Yisyomim Osa Hashem. It doesn't say Bishesh, that Eibishter created the world in 6 days. It says Sheish Yisyomim, 6 days God created the world. The Eibishter initially created the world. He created a world for 6 days. And afterwards, if there wouldn't be a Shabbos, there wouldn't be Chayus in the world, and the world and everything in it would have returned, be restored to the state of Toyu Vavoyu, of utter nothingness. What gives existence and Kiyum into the world? Dafka, when people keep Shabbos. And with this, the Satmar Rebbe explains a famous Pasuk in Tillim, Ocher V'kedem Sartani. Man, says the Gemara, is created first of all the various creations in Ma'aseh Bereishis when he observes mitzvahs. If he's zoich, we say to him, Ata kadamta l'chol Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'im lav, if he doesn't, if he isn't worthy, then we say to him, Yitush kadomcha, a flea, a gnat, a mosquito was created before you. Which is obviously the question is asked, Manavshach. What came first? We know that in the creation, chronologically, mankind, Adam HaRishon, was created last. So how could we say, Ocher v'kedem sartani? We created both first and last, which Chazal say depends on whether you're Zoicha or not. Now the pshat is, because man gives chayas in the world, indeed, chronologically, man was created last. Nevertheless, after the first Shabbos, that gives chayis meaning and vitality to everything in creation. Therefore, spiritually, man, therefore, after the first Shabbos, becomes kodem l'maaseh bereishis. He's created first, because if not for him, the whole world would cease to exist, would return back to utter nothingness. And therefore, we understand that through Shmir Shabbos, a Yid becomes a shutif l'Kadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh bereishis, a partner with Hashem in the existence and the continued creation of the world, and therefore he's kedem. If not, he becomes yitush kadamcha. And therefore we understand why the bracha for shmiras Torah mitzvahs, for being the shutif l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, this partner with the Eibishter in creation, Chazal say, is infinite, is b'li gvul. Because we have a principle which tells us that koyach ha-poyel b'nifl, the power of the Creator is always found in the creation. And since the Eibishter himself is b'li reishis v'sachlus, He's Ein Sof. He's infinite. Therefore, there's a level of infinity which is found even in the finitude, in the limitations of this world. And therefore, the reward, Mida Keneged Mida, for keeping Shabbos, for observing mitzvahs, therefore has to be infinite. And therefore, Neusen Le'nachla B'lim Mitzorim, Nachla's Yankiv Avicha, Ki Pi Hashem Diber. Pi Hashem is, the world was created, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, Baruch Piv Kol Tzivom. Everything was created by an infinite Eibishter. And therefore, in the world, there's a power of infinity, which means that even after the physical world ceases to exist, the spirituality, the energy created by the world, by the mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim, continue to exist. And therefore, man, by being a Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu, a partner with the Eibishter in creation, is able to tap into that infinite power. Hence, his reward is a Nachla B'li Mitzorah, Nachla's Yankiv Irsh. Well, that's Pshat and Chazal. A person, the korban is only accepted, the milah is only performed after a Shabbos has lapsed. Because after a Shabbos has lapsed, there's new energy, there's new chayis in everything in the world. And therefore, for that reason, just like Chazal say, just like the Horem Ho'el, are enkets, are infinite. And therefore everything we do has infinite value and infinite payers. So too we have the reward for our mitzvahs. Umishpatechot tohim rabo, there's incredible infinite depth to the judgment of Hashem on those Rishoyim who are mashchis and maharis and destroy the world, which has infinite capacity for goodness. And that's the meaning of the second medrash, that when that a heavenly voice cries out, a baskel mitzbitzeses berish horim, and it says, the baskel says, kol misha pol im keil, yovei v'yitl schori. Someone who's now a shutif, a partner with the Eibishter, can now tap into this infinite reward. Be'emes, Chazal say, on the other hand, mi hikti mani vashal, the Eibishter gives you everything, the cheftz shel mitzvah, and you utilize the gifts that Hashem bestows and endows us to perform this mitzvah. Therefore, l'churi, you should say that you shouldn't be worthy of mitzvahs. But on one hand, says the Siddur Shabbos, asks, I mean, how otherwise can a person do mitzvahs? You cannot put a mezuzah or a mikveh before you have a house, and you can't circumcise your child before you're given the gift of a child, etc., etc., etc. And the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Betruni and B'Yosef, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the Eibishter can't expect of something which is impossible for us. Says this Rosh Shabbos, the Pshat is that although Taka, I can only perform the bris after the child is born, and I can only give challah after have the Isa, etc., etc., etc. But a person knows that I'm created. Ani lo nevrezi elo l'shamesh eskoini. My purpose in creation is to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom and give the Beirius Baruch Nachas Ruach. And therefore, even before he has the Cheftas Shal Mitzvah in his hands, if your whole purpose of creation is to do the Eibishter Nachas, then the Eibishter rewards you. On a different, slightly different signal, the Satmar Rebbe says, when a person knows that he becomes a partner with the Eibishter in creation, right? It's as if Hikdimani, he becomes that partner, and therefore he gets reward in this mitzvah. For this, we can understand why the Medrash connects the Indian of Schar Mitzvah to this week's pasuk, to this pasuk of the Yom HaShmini, because the Yom HaShmini brings out how Shabbos gives Chayas, and through Shabbos he becomes a Shutif, a partner in the constant recreation of the world. And therefore he deserves mitzvah, a Shutif has powers. And now you understand why we have the mitzvah of Shabbos leading the whole list of the Yomim Tovim, the festivals of the Jewish people. Because we know that when Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chodesh and Ma'abir Shonim and the Bezdin is Mesadr the calendar in Kedusha, that becomes a reality that even Bezdin Shalmaila, even the Eibishter and Bezdin Shalmaila, follows whatever Bezdin down here decides. Asher Tikru Oysom Even if Bezdin erroneously made a mistake, Bezdin Shemayla follows us. And as the Yerushalmi famously says in Ksuvas on the Pasuk, Vakel Goyimer Alai, if Bezdin makes a decision to add a month, subtract a month, add a day, subtract a day, then it has a virkung, it has an effect, it has an effect on the physical, factual reality in this world. How does Bezdin, invested with such incredible powers, to be a shalit, to be moishel, to govern nature? That's because a Jew has the koyach of a Shabbos. Where Shabbos we become shutfim, and therefore other festivals need a kiddush. And the kid, right? But Shabbos doesn't, because the koyach of Shabbos is the koyach that makes us into balabatim over the world. And therefore, just to continue on from the Sanhedrin Mizvort, in the Bin Yechayim says that's pshat. We say in davening Yischem Luchuba Malchus Choshem B'Shabbos. On Shabbos there's Simcha. Why? Because generally we have a principle that's Char Mitzvah by Al Molecha. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Chul in various places. There's no reward for mitzvahs for whatever reason in this world. Today we labor, in the next world we'll get reward. However, Shabbos, what is the reason why schar mitzvah al maleka? Because the principle of schirus ein mishtalemes elo besoifi, only pay a laborer after he's completed the job, his contract. And therefore, when we finish this world, we get our ultimate reward. Aber Shabbos tutuf, that we're not just laborers, we are bonim atam l'shem l'keichem, not just avodim, and we're shutfim l'akodesh baruch hu. And once you become a partner, then the partner, whatever he does, the deal is done, and therefore for a partner you have to reward in this world, and that's the reason why Shabbos is a day of tshuva, because the Satmar Rebbe asks in Parshas Bereishis, who said that tshuva is acceptable? We know that by goyim, tshuva doesn't work, because goyim, the relationship is one of a king and a subject. And melech shemachal al kvoidoi, ein kvoidei machal, a king can't forgive his bizoyin of his honor. Aber yidin are shutfim, and yidin are bonim, and the Eibishter dwells amongst us. And therefore we have this power that tshuva is always effective. And that's why not only Shabbos, but Mila, the Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Lamed Aleph, G'day LeMila, that if not for the mitzvah of Mila, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Imloi Brisi Yem Avalai Luchu K'Shamayim V'Ores Lisamti, the world exists in the Koyach of Shabbos, in the schools of Mila, and therefore that gives us the Koyach to be a Mishul V'Shalit, to govern over nature. And in that schus, our tefillahs are heard, B'chal, the famous drosh of the Maram Shik, who asked if schar mitzvah al maleka, and therefore there's an isser in the Torah now to judge the Eibishter, because who knows when you get your reward now or later. Why could a person daven? Davening, you're asking the Eibishter to change the decree. Now the pshat is, davening is a function of emunah. And with emunah, you split the sea. Because Chazal say, emunah shows the closeness of the Eibishter to Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, Chazal say, although Schar Mitzvah Me'al Maleka, Yisrael are nizun in this world only in the Schus of Emunah. And Emunah, and so Shabbos, Prismila, brings out all of these in Yonim. How Yidin are Bonim, and Yidin are Shutfim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. It brings out the Inir of Emunah, the Inir of Besiris Nefesh, which we have no time to elaborate. And therefore, in the Schus of Tfilah, and the Schus of Emunah Bitochen, and all of the above, Yidin, whatever they daven for, he knows that he has this koyach, that Yid is higher than a malach. And therefore, the Eibishter listens to our tefillahs, and he grants all of us refuahs and yeshuas. And dafka, when the malachim tain it to the Eibishter, ma'enish ki tizkerenu, give tair to the shamayim, we have the Moshe Rabbeinu answered the koyach of Shabbos, the koyach of the closeness, the Yidin are am kruivoy, that there's no love in all of worlds, comparable to the love of the Eibishter the Knesset Yisrael. And in that schus we get the Torah. I just recently saw a word from the present Satmar Rebbe. Very interesting explanation of the minig, that when a child is born, you have a Shalom Zocher. As the Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch. What is the reason for this? So there's an interesting Drisha. The Drisha says, because the Neshama of the Tinuk is so sorry, is pained, that when he learned B'mei Imoi Kol HaToyra Kula, right before he's born, the angel gives a flick, and he forgot the Torah. And he's in Avelus, he's in grief. He's bereaved that he forgot the entire Torah. So to Menachem, the child, we make a Suda, a Shalom Zachar. Shalom the Shailu, Lefitam the Drisha. Why the Dafka Shabbos? Because Shabbos brings out the closeness of the Eibishter Knesset Yisroel. And therefore, we're the Shutfim, we're the Bonim, we're the closest to Hashem. And that undoes the Taina of Malachim Trehoidcha HaShemayim, which repeats itself every child, the time a child is born. Says the Taina Malachim, who needs this child? Why is this child, through his Torah, through his mitzvah, superior to us? So to Menachem him, we dafke do it on Shabbos, which Shabbos has this koyach of shutfis, of bonim, of asheras hashchina, dafke lamata, dira betachtoinim, that here is where the Eibishter dwells, not in Shemayim, not in Shmei Shemayim, but afki abayis hazeh, dafke in the boti migdoshes, in the Jewish homes that we're able to create, and therefore Menachem the child dafke on Shabbos. So the Eibishter helfen taka, we should taka bizuicha, that through our tefillahs, to all the inyonim which are difficult for Kal Yisrael, just like Kriyas Yamsuf, we split. So to all the tzaras that everyone has, be yochid and befrat, and we should go to from Kriyas Yamsuf, to Har Sinai, to Mekabel, the Torah, to hear once again from the Eibishter, the Torah Chadoshim, ititete, the Torah of Melech HaMashiach, b'mheir Rabbi Yameinu, amen.